Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1383. Beyond the Physical Benefits of Health and Fitness Programs. Part 2 by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from the best blogs covering health, fitness, weight management, stress management, and lots more. Now, today's a continuation from yesterday. I'm reading the second half of an article from Ross Enamite. So if you haven't already, check out yesterday's episode first to hear part 1. That's episode 1382. But if you're all caught up, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short. So let's get right to this post and finish it up today and continue optimizing your life. Beyond the Physical Benefits of Health and Fitness Programs, Part 2 by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. 3. Challenge. There's a difference between living and existing. I view life as something that is precious and temporary, thus should be cherished. I'm not interested in only existing. In my eyes, an important part of life involves challenging myself to see what I'm made of. I decided a long time ago that I'll never be the person who sits on his deathbed wishing he had done more. I believe we should all be physically and intellectually challenged on a daily basis. There is no reason why we can't make time to regularly enhance the body and mind. Forget about sitting back and existing within a self-defined comfort zone. The real treasures of life are found outside of it. Furthermore, regularly challenging the body and mind will make the rest of life's obstacles much easier to handle. When you become accustomed to regularly testing your physical and mental limits, life doesn't seem so daunting. No matter how rough it gets, you can at least take comfort in knowing that you've become experienced at facing challenges head on. 4. Useful. Functional is an overused word, so I'll stay away from it. It sure is useful to be strong, however. It's nice to be able to pick something up without breaking your back. I often wonder how anyone who has a choice would opt to be frail and weak. In the past few weeks alone, I've loaded a few tons of wood pellets, helped a friend split and carry several large logs, dug up my well to fix a leak, pushed someone's car out of the mud, climbed up on the roof to fix the chimney, and carried a new desk upstairs to my daughter's bedroom. That's just a small list of recent tasks that I've remembered in less than a minute. I'm sure there were others, but you get the point. I couldn't imagine being unable to handle these basic duties. Strength is a choice that I'm glad I've made. If you aren't strong, you are weak. Simple tasks become physical barriers. There is no logical explanation for choosing weakness over strength. Don't waste your time trying to drum up an argument. Instead, wrap your hands around a bar and start tapping into the potential of the gift you've been given that you call your body. And 5, feel good, look good. Last but not least, we can all stop pretending that exercise doesn't make us feel better about ourselves. There's nothing wrong with exercising to look and feel good. As useful as it is to carry all of your groceries in one trip, it's also nice to build a body that you are proud of. You don't need to exercise just for function. You can also exercise to look and feel better about yourself. Confidence and self-esteem are both incredibly important. Don't let anyone fool you to believe otherwise. If getting jacked makes you feel better about yourself, go get swole and proudly show off your guns. There's nothing wrong with being proud of the work you've performed, as well as the results. The haters of the world, who call you vain, are usually just those who are jealous. They aren't worth your time, and certainly shouldn't be considered when making future decisions. Build the body that you want to develop, and be proud of yourself for your efforts. Final thoughts. Hopefully this article helps to clarify some of the long-term benefits of physical activity. There are certainly other reasons to exercise, but these five land at the top of my list. I honestly could not imagine living without challenging my body and mind. I'll never understand how anyone can go through life without the desire to better themselves. It's a simple decision to make that you will never regret. Even failed attempts will provide valuable life lessons. It's actually one of the few decisions in life that all but guarantees a win. Actively trying to better yourself is always time well spent. Quote, lack of activity destroys the good condition of every human being, while movement and methodical physical exercise save it and preserve it. Plato. You just listened to part two of the post titled Beyond the Physical Benefits of Health and Fitness Programs by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I really appreciated something Ross mentioned. He said that exercising makes us feel better about ourselves. That may seem like foo-foo stuff and maybe just based on Ross's personal experiences, but that's not the case. Many studies have actually found that when we participate in regular exercise, we do in fact feel better about ourselves. Our self-confidence increases. Yesterday, Ross mentioned that he thinks more clearly after he exercises. Studies have found this to be the case for most people too. Even when it comes to more serious medical conditions like depression, many studies have found that regular exercise is very effective at reducing symptoms of depression. In fact, researchers have found that regular exercise may be even more effective than many antidepressant medications. So, when you hear the term exercise is medicine, it kind of sort of is true. And when it comes to exercise and most healthy behaviors, the positive effects can be felt not only over the long term, but immediately too. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.